Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, April 6th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. The coronavirus pandemic is making it hard for many people to pay their monthly bills, not the least of which is their mortgage. Now some lenders are coming forward to let people delay payment for several months as they get back on their feet.
It's if you have been affected by the pandemic. That doesn't mean that you necessarily have to have tested positive, but it does mean that you, your family, your income has been affected by this.
That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter. Coming up, she'll tell us who might be eligible and how interest works if payments are delayed. That's after the break.
Filing taxes? Navigate tax season with the Wall Street Journal's Your Money 2020 Tax Guide. Compiled by our trusted reporters and editors, this ebook covers what the recent tax changes mean for you, your company, and the country. WSJ members can download now at wsjplus.com/tax2020.
Soon, millions of Americans will start receiving stimulus payments to help cover expenses during the pandemic. But that one-time payment won't stop monthly bills like mortgages from coming. Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter joins us with details on how many mortgage lenders are letting homeowners delay their monthly payments. So, Julia, just to be clear, this is a way for people to suspend their mortgage payments. There's no actual cancellation of payments involved, right?
And that's something that's important to clarify on the front end. Mortgage forbearance is not the same thing as mortgage forgiveness. What it is more of a deferment. So you're allowed to push those payments and either tack them onto the end of your loan or have what they call a balloon payment at some point along the life of your loan.
How do mortgage borrowers go about doing this?
So the first thing to do is call your mortgage company. People can look on the website and glean a lot of information from there, but a lot of times how mortgage companies are interpreting this forbearance guidance is particular from lender to lender. So it's important to get in touch with the servicer and get some details as to whether or not you qualify.
Now, this is like anything that's happening with unemployment benefits. Then there's probably a rush of calls and emails to mortgage companies.
Yeah, we heard from several sources that call times have increased a lot. So some people are on hold for 45 minutes, an hour, or even an hour and a half.
Now, what kinds of mortgages are eligible?
So this applies to federally backed mortgages, the forbearance guidance that was most recently included in the stimulus bill. But you can also ask your servicer about forbearance for non-federally backed mortgages. And that's something that's just particular from mortgage company to mortgage company.
Does this only apply to people who have tested positive for COVID-19?
So luckily for many people, the guidance is much broader than that. It's if you have been affected by the pandemic. That doesn't mean that you necessarily have to have tested positive, but it does mean that you, your family, your income has been affected by this. So if you were laid off, for example, or I spoke with one man who said that he thinks it could even be interpreted if you're underemployed, if your hours have been severely reduced, or if your ability to work has somehow been affected.
Now, as people shift or delay their payments, does interest still accumulate?
Yes, and that's what gets a little tricky. So most of the time, you won't know how that forbearance will be structured until the forbearance ends. So a lot of servicers allow for repayment plans that just extend the life of your loan, as I mentioned earlier. Instead of your loan ending at one date in the future, if you miss three payments, it'll end three payments beyond that date. Other servicers instead change the terms of the loan so that you're paying a little bit more every single time you make a payment. Sometimes it's a balloon payment, like I mentioned, which is just one lump sum that you pay somewhere along the life of the loan. But the entire time this is happening, interest is accruing.
But would it affect somebody's credit score?
That's something we're still not sure about. So a lot of mortgage companies and mortgage servicers say it won't. And Freddie Mac has instructed mortgage servicers particularly not to report borrowers on their forbearance plans as delinquent. But I spoke with one man, he's a senior loan officer, and he said he's not sure how this is going to work because the mortgage companies still have to report to the credit bureaus. And what are they going to say? Yes, they made their payment, but it's forbearance. No, they didn't make their payment, but it's forbearance. How's that going to be calculated and how's that going to actually result?
But during that time that people are waiting for the approval, what should they do?
So the one thing that I kept hearing again and again talking with servicers is that if you can make your payments, make your payments, because they're not sure how this is going to be structured. Again, it's still kind of uncertain as to who qualifies and how different servicers will be interpreting that, if they'll be accepting the broad guidance and letting many people be interpreted by that, or if they'll be taking a much narrower view of this. So every single source I spoke to said, keep this as a last resort, make your payments if you can make your payments.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter with us. Julia, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.